Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Daar kom dalk weer 'n Formule 1 Grand Prix na Suid-Afrika toe en het volg nadat daar 'n aankondiging was dat 180 miljoen rand in die opgradering van die Kyalami renbaan aangekondig is. Nou die laaste Formule 1 wedren het in 1993 in Suid-Afrika plaasgevind, maar daar is nou groot planne om weer een aan te bied. Op die lijn is Toby Venter, hy is die voorsitter van Porsche in Suid-Afrika, die groep besit die Kyalami renbaan. Toby, thank you so much for your time. It's really exciting news. Tell us about your plans.
This is a 5-year plan and we've been engaged with it with a company in the UK called Apex Circuit Design. So we're not reliant on the plan solely for Formula One. We're doing this independently of Formula One. But it was always Kyalami's goal to obtain Grade 1 status. Why we're saying that and why we're doing that is because for Formula One to succeed in South Africa needs government involvement, and government has up to this point not stepped up to the plate. So Kyalami's vision and role going forward is to upgrade Kyalami from grade 2 to grade 1, irrespective of a Formula 1 race. And why we're doing that is simply because the legacy and the history of Kyalami is Formula 1. You know, at the Kyalami circuit today, at a press conference, and we were playing a video showing all the Grand Prix winners, 21 Grand Prix held at Kyalami. So, you know, Kyalami is a viable business entity at the moment without Formula One. But it's a legacy of Kyalami that has had Formula One, has had the history there. So since we bought Kyalami in 2014, had a constant and systematic plan to upgrade the circuit to the very highest level of motorsport we can obtain. And Apex, through the Formula One Association, the FIA, with circuit safety, have approved a plan. We have 3 years to do it, but the work can be done in 3 months if needed, but the circuit is 90% ready as it is.
The investment is $10 million or 180 million rand, which in motor racing terms is probably not a lot. So how much do you actually need to change the circuit and what would your priorities be?
Yeah, look, the plan is approved. The circuit doesn't change. The circuit stays exactly the same as it is. But we have to put additional runoff areas. We have to put additional tire barriers. We have to upgrade the safety in various corners. So, yes, whilst it's 90% approved, it's that last 10% that costs a lot of money.
Is it Porsche that will invest this money?
We have a group of companies called the OT Center Group of Companies, and Kyalami is part of that group of companies. And we will do the investment as a Kyalami investment. Kyalami, as I say, is a venue that is fully booked for launches, shows, exhibitions, and various other functions. So Kyalami will stand on its own feet, but it has the financial muscle of the OT Center Group.
And, you know, the cherry on top would be if we could attract a Grand Prix. You referred earlier to government support. You would need government support, but you haven't received any. What exactly would you need the government to do?
Government has to engage with Formula One, like most other countries in the world, and they have to undertake to enter into a contract with Formula One. They have to pay the Grand Prix licensing fee to Formula One management, and only then will a promoter be able to make a viable business of it. Kyalami is a track and a venue, so we won't be the promoter, but we're happy to hire Kyalami out as a Formula One approved venue to a successful promoter, providing government pays the license fee.
I think a lot of people will look at the investment, but I think the return on that investment for South Africa could be absolutely huge. Is there any indication of the economic benefit for the country if we would be able to attract a Grand Prix?
It's massive. You know, every country in the world has done this economic study, and they only hold these Grand Prix and invest in it as countries because it's good for the economy. So if we had to have a Grand Prix in South Africa, it would give the economy a huge boost. It would put South Africa back on the world stage as a country that people would want to visit. So long after the Grand Prix is held, there would be tourism, there would be job creation. So yes, it would be of huge benefit for the country if we had a Formula One race. And yes, you know, it's like anything. We're putting South Africa on the forefront of the world stage.
Is it a complicated process to bid for a Grand Prix? Is there a lot of competition from other cities around the world or potentially even South Africa?
There is. You know, every country in the world wants to have a Grand Prix. We have an advantage because we're in Africa, and currently it's the only continent in the world where there's no Grand Prix. So they're desperate to have a race on the African continent. But we just have to, as a country, have to step up to the plate. Otherwise, other countries in Africa, although they may be 3 to 5 or 10 years behind us, they will get it and we won't.
Yeah, I think it would be a fantastic event if it does happen. And, you know, I don't know if it's comparable to something like the World Cup, but I think it will focus a lot of attention on South Africa. And that is something we really need, especially if it's in a good context. Toby, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with your ventures. And hopefully we can get a checkered flag and get the Formula One Grand Prix in Johannesburg soon.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the call.
Dankie, Toby. Dit was Toby Venter, die voorsitter van Porsche in Suid-Afrika.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.